It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll learn about some of the coolest news from the science world, including some of the hard facts behind popular aging claims and things you didn't know about carnivorous plants.
First, a new bill would allow people to replace, rebuild, or transfer high-capacity water wells without state approval.
The bill is making some environmentalists nervous. They say it would remove important oversight, and that could lead to wasted groundwater. Supporters of the bill say it removes unnecessary bureaucratic hassle.
Senator Rick Gudex is the main author of the bill. He's a Republican state senator from the Fond du Lac area. Senator Gudex, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Why is it a priority for you to change the way high-capacity water well permits are given right now?
Well, you know, I come from a district that has a lot of agriculture, and I'm also, talking with members of the local Farm Bureau, and it come to my attention that, we have this kind of gray area out there right now as it pertains to high-capacity wells. So, you know, we decided that we were going to draft a bill that basically did three things. And the three things that that bill does is it allows the transfer of a property, whether it's to someone within the immediate family or as a sale outside of the family, that the high-capacity well that is on that property goes with the sale of the property. And the reason why we're considering doing this is because if you were to sell your property, your farm, whatever operation you have, whether you have one or two or three high-capacity wells, if you were to sell that property and not have the certainty that that well permit that the DNR gave doesn't go with the property, that diminishes the value of the property. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, the well was permitted under current guidelines from the DNR, that just because of the property transfers doesn't mean that the well and the permit come up as under review, because what that does is, again, it just puts uncertainty into the process of the sale.
Now, is that something you've been seeing among your constituents? There's a transfer of property,
yeah,
and then the property permit or the well permit for the next owner is denied, in effect?
The question has arisen because of the Lake Beulah decision that came up a couple years ago. And the legislature last session tried to take an approach to remedy the uncertainty that's out there as a direct result of the Lake Beulah decision. And there, like I said, there's this gray area out there right now, and the farming community is very apprehensive when it comes to this because they have heard from others within the farming community that this could be a situation that comes up. And again, it goes back to the value of the property.
So tell us about the Lake Beulah decision. What is that?
Well, the Lake Beulah decision came up, was back in 2011, and landowners and the clean water people discovered that there was a amount of water being drawn from the lake that was due to high capacity wells. So there were some lawsuits that took place, and as a result of the lawsuits, there's this gray area now as to what happens with high capacity wells here in the state of Wisconsin. This bill doesn't address in any way, shape, or form adding new wells in the state of Wisconsin. That process is still under the way it's always been done. What this bill does is it addresses only wells that currently exist, and the transfer of those wells, the reconstruction of those wells, or the replacement, the direct replacement of those wells within 75 feet of the original well.
So you're seeing concern there that the permit could be denied when the property transfers. Have you had any actual cases of that happening, of that permit being denied so far?
I haven't had any instances where it has happened. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and what we're trying to do with this bill is make sure that we have certainty that when these things take place, that they will be able to transfer their property, reconstruct a well, or replace a well.
Now, environmentalists who oppose the bill say it could mean the end of DNR well reviews because these permits are a point of entry for the DNR to get in, make sure the well water output is what it should be. What do you say to that point?
Well, the point of entry exists whether this bill goes through or not. The point of entry comes in under the public trust doctrine under 30.03 of the state statute, which is very clear. The DNR also has the capability of using state statute 281.34, which gives the DNR the ability to modify or rescind an approval. So, you know, there is plenty of opportunity to allow the DNR to step in when they feel it's necessary. We just want to make sure that they're going to do that when it's necessary and not in all cases as what's being currently avoided right now. We want to make sure that we can do these things, these simple things like replace a pump on a well without having the DNR come in and reassess that well and its attribute to the surrounding area.
We're speaking right now with Senator Rick Gudex, Republican state senator from the Fond du Lac area. He's with us to talk about a new bill he's proposing that would allow changes to high-capacity water wells without DNR approval. And let's talk a little bit about that DNR approval. How do you think the process is working so far?
Well, right now, the situation is that the DNR, whether there's a transfer or a maintenance issue, the DNR has to be notified. That will not change. They will still need to be notified of the replacement or of the replacement of a well, replacement of a pump, you know, whether they're going to enhance the well so that they can still have their current output. That all takes place yet with a notification. What we have right now is that there's always the situation where the DNR can step in and take a look at that site and inspect that site, and they've pretty much done that throughout the case, where they've come in and they've looked at those sites. And you know what we're trying to avoid is that the well would be deemed or changed in the permitting process because of what the DNR may have had, because the DNR may have had some indications that there's something in the area that's gone awry because of the wells.
So with your proposed bill, if the DNR takes a look at that well, sees maybe the output is more than it should be, just for example, would they have the power to make a citation to ask for change, even though they're not involved as closely in the permitting process?
Well, that happens right now. The high-capacity wells require an annual report regarding their output. So there is that annual check right now to make sure that they're not taking any more water out of that well than what the permit allows. So that won't change under this bill.
And about who's affected here, is this primarily farmers or are there others here that we're thinking of?
Well, it could be agricultural relating to the farming industry or the vegetable growers or any other kind of agricultural segment that requires a high-capacity well permit. It could be vegetable canners and any other processes like that.
Now, have you heard about any other legislation that might be taking a look at these high-capacity wells? It sounds as though other Republicans might be thinking along similar lines and maybe planning similar legislation.
Yeah, Senator Coles has been working on a high-capacity well bill that actually starts to deal with siting of new wells and what is required or what should be required for new wells. This bill, again, doesn't do anything with new wells. It only deals with current wells and the current permit governing that well.
Senator Gudex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Senator Rick Gudex, Republican state senator from the Fond du Lac area. He was with us to talk about his new bill that would allow changes to high-capacity water wells without DNR approval.